Welcome back to another episode of Freedom Cast. This is the part two follow-up episode to The Power of Submission. And I really have been getting these downloads from the Lord. And sometimes my part twos will come later. It won't just follow the next episode, because mainly what God does with me, when he downloads revelation, I won't get it right then and there. It takes some time for that download, right? Just like a picture is downloading to your computer, or something is uploading, right? It takes time. So anyways, I'm going to go right into it. Loneliness is a figment of one's imagination. Loneliness is a cover-up for deeper wounds one desires to conceal. Now, I begin and led with that because this is the episode where we begin to deal with building a root system in a relationship. And this can be applied to business. This can be applied to pretty much those areas of your life that you want to establish growth and you want to see develop. So building a root system in a relationship. And I want to say this first. A lot of people, here's what I notice why a lot of people are single. A lot of people want to hide who they really are. And this is why I say that loneliness is a cover-up for deeper wounds one desires to conceal. To conceal something means to hide it, to keep it covered, to keep it from being shown. Now, what I've noticed, like I stated, is a lot of people who are single or who are in these relationships, and the relationships are ending right after a couple months or after a year. And that's not saying that, you know, we have this toxic thing going on. Everybody's toxic. Everyone's a narcissist. Everyone is this, everyone is that, right? I've been noticing these words being thrown around and maybe even popularity, buzzwords. You know, I've seen some blog posts of people getting married and then someone saying, oh, you've lied to me, you're not the person who you was before we got married, and all that, and all those things. But here's what's happening in reality. There's not a root system in place in that relationship. There's not anything that has happened under the surface before you desire or before you launched it to the public, right? You focus on dressing it up. You focus on the glitz, the glam, the pictures. You focused on the ceremony. You focused on the wedding, but you didn't focus on what happens behind the curtain, behind the scenes, is where you begin to establish a root system. If you think about a seed gets planted in a ground, and then you don't see what happens underneath that soil. Well, that's exactly what happens in relationships. We get so excited to see the plant growing from that seed after it's been planted for a couple months. But we have to understand that a seed takes time to grow. It takes time. So we've heard, and I know I've heard this before, we have to see people in those different seasons in order for, you know, for us to see, you know, to know if they're your person and all those things. You have to see someone in their angry stage, in their happy phase, and whatever, whatever, whatever. But let me tell you the truth about that. That even isn't the truth. Someone can put on a facade. Someone can really put on and mask up, and here we go back at this word, conceal their true identity. And it's not saying that they're toxic. It's saying that they're scared to be vulnerable. I'm getting ahead of myself. So here where we are, we got to build a root system in a relationship. And here's the first step. Don't make demands before you're in demand. That's the first step. What a lot of times we are demanding something from the other person before we've established any real basis, a foundation, right? We want it to be equal. You know, a woman needs to a man doesn't want to chase a woman, right? He wants to pursue her and she wants to be pursued, right? But we have to establish genuine demand. We have to establish a foundation before we can make a demand of someone else. We have to. You cannot, in your right mind, you cannot expect something from someone that you have not spent time, invested any energy in. You have not did the dirty work. You have not did the hard stuff, the hard labor of loving that person in their crisis, in their hard place, and then expect, have the audacity to demand loyalty from them. How dare you? Let me stop. Don't make demands before you're in demand. Here we go. All of these comes down to vulnerability. Can you be vulnerable? A lot of people these days in these relationships that are calling it toxic and these, all of these buzzwords, narcissists and things like that. What happens is that now a lot of people don't talk about the pain and the trauma of the trauma wound that is in the heart of a narcissist. Yeah, they're toxic. Yeah, they're septic. But you have to understand the root system of why that person became a narcissist in the first place. And no, you're not trying to fix them. You're not trying to heal them. That's what Jesus does, because Jesus does heal the narcissistic soul. Understand that first and foremost. But what I'm trying to say is that you must, if you want a marriage, if you want a lasting relationship, can you be vulnerable in that relationship? And here's what happens right here. Let me break this down. Longevity is built from the root of trust. Longevity, I'm gonna repeat it. Longevity is built from the root of trust. And trust is formed from the root of consistency. How dare you make demands of someone when you have not been consistent in that relationship, consistently showing up even when you didn't want to, even when you don't want to. And the problem is this too. We get into disagreements with our person. We get into disagreements. And a lot of people don't have endurance. They don't have the endurance. Not only do they not have the endurance, but it's what is called in the scriptures as being steadfast and unmovable. Okay, I'm gonna control myself. You cannot demand anything from someone if you're not willing to be vulnerable. And if you're not willing to establish consistent behavior, you want consistency from someone, you better be consistent with them. If someone is showing genuine interest in you, you better show genuine interest in them. And if they're not your person, you better be honest and say it, because that's where trust comes from. That's where trust, and people say, oh, you led me on, da 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 da, right? There it is. I know I'm helping somebody. Okay, so here's another golden nugget. And as I said, trust is formed from the root of consistency. And like I said, if you want someone to be consistent with you, you better be consistent with them. You want somebody to trust you, you better be. Let me just stop right there. All right, because here's the truth. We're not commanded scripturally to trust someone. I know, I just blew your mind. God did not command us to trust anybody. God doesn't even say, I command you to trust me. God doesn't even say that. We have a will. We have the power to choose by our own self-will if we are going to trust someone. So there is power in decision, right? So we're not commanded scripturally to trust someone. However, we are commanded to forgive. So that means going back to the argument, going back to being having endurance, going back to being steadfast. Are you able to be vulnerable and forgive? There it is. Are you able to be vulnerable and forgive? Being there when I'm in trouble. Being there for me when I'm in a crisis. That is how you establish trust with someone. I can't trust you if you have not been there for me in my hard time, in my hard places. And I understand that people are fickle, right? People are fickle. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna have our ups and downs and our days and things like that. I understand that. But if your goal is to establish long-term relationships, if your goal is to establish long-term relationships, I'm not talking about people you have acquaintance and you've known them for a long time, but there's no root there with that person. Because if you've, honestly, to think about it, if you've known somebody a long time, if you've had a long-standing relationship with that person, but they're not there for you in a crisis, they're not there for you when you need them, or there's no root system, there's no consistency, there's no trust, right? That's the equivalent of an acquaintance. That's an equivalent of going to the payday loan place and, you know, go and get a payday loan. That's basically the equivalency of that. So let's be clear. It has to be mutually equal. It cannot be one-sided. And that's why we have somehow gotten in this place of men is to chase a woman. But it has to be pursuit. We have to be in pursuit of one another. We have to be a friend. If you want a friend, show yourself friendly, right? It's the same thing. So here it is. Sometimes you got to ask yourself this question. Are you safe to love? Ask yourself right there. Are you safe to love? Stability. Loyalty, understanding, and transparency are the ingredients to building a root system within a relationship. And a lot of times our focus is on the glitz and the glam of a relationship. We just want the ring, ladies. We just want to be married, ladies, and men too. We just want to have a baby, right? Our time clock is ticking. We just want what we want right now. And when we don't get it, we're gone. Let's be clear. Sometimes we cut people off too soon. We cut things off before it has a chance to grow. And that's the problem too. Don't take an axe to a root that is, don't take an axe to the roots while it's still in process of its growth. That's like digging up a seed before it has time to sprout. Hope I'm making sense to somebody. Now, I left off talking about, are you safe to love? And then I went into stability and loyalty, understanding and transparency. But what I want to say is this. Ask yourself, and I told you to ask yourself this. Are you safe to love? We talk a lot about self-love and self-care, self-awareness, but ask yourself, will someone else be safe in my hands? Or will they end up hurt? Or will they end up mishandled? There's a scripture that says, don't wake love up. Don't provoke love before it's time. And I'm going to stop right there. Because what I want to get into is this. Most people cringe at the thought of receiving accountability or being responsible for your actions and your words. And that's the whole thing about self-awareness, right? For us being accountable and being responsible for our actions and our words. You get that. We get it. But here's what it is. Submission is the true power to success. Submission is the true power to success. I can't tell you how many people I have mentored that didn't want to submit, that didn't want to be accountable to change, to transform. They wanted what they wanted, and they wanted it when they wanted it. But that's not how counseling works. That's not how therapy works. That's not how process works. And that's definitely not how I'm going to operate. So if you're really looking to be transformed and be empowered, you really got to be accountable. You got to be accountable. And accountable feels like trauma. It feels like pain. It hurts when you are not fully healed. Okay? Accountable. When I hold you accountable and I tell you the truth, it's gonna hurt. And you know why this is so important for me? Because this was so important to my growth personally. I did have a narcissistic personality. I had those times, but I had someone who loved me so much, and she was honest with me. She said, you know, sometimes I don't know if I'm coming or going with you. I don't know what I should say or how I should say it, because it feels like I'm walking on eggshells with you. And I was like, really? She was like, yeah. So she didn't blame. She didn't throw daggers. She just said, you know what? This is how I feel. And I didn't even realize it. I didn't even know that this is what I was doing. And that's the thing about it. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing. But I received it. It hurt. And I didn't know what to say when she said it. But I received it, and I wanted to change because I felt a genuineness in her heart. And I knew that that's not something I want to make other people feel. I want them to feel loved. I want them to be provoked to change. I want them to feel accepted, right? So that's a transparency right there, transparent moment. But submission is the true power to success. So there's what I did was I submitted to this powerful vessel years ago. She brought me through a deliverance and cleansing. I submitted to her and her leadership and submitted to her teachings. And when I tell you, I've known this person for years, and I've went to her several times, and I've referred many of my counseling clients to her for healing and further deliverance, because that's the beauty of relationships. And this is why I tell you about longevity. This is why I tell you about longevity. It's built from the root of trust, because I trusted this powerful vessel. I was able to send people to her because I trusted her, but that was only built through longevity. Does that make sense? But it's only through her consistency of being that person that I needed to be healed. When I needed to be healed, when I was going through a crisis, she was there for me. That's the root of consistency I'm talking to you about. So here we are again. Let me say this. In relationships, I want you to understand this, women, because I'm a woman, so I'm talking to the women right now in this particular moment. A woman's desire in her relationship with a man should be to provoke him to evolve emotionally. Let me stop there. The key to winning a man over, if he's truly your person, when you hold him accountable for what he's doing and how he's doing it and how he's going about it. I'm not saying you are forcefully telling him about himself or anything like that. I'm talking about in a sense of, hey, this is how I'm being treated. This is how I'm seeing things. And I don't like that, right? Literally in that same tone, in that same voice. We need to be able, women, to provoke him to evolve emotionally. And if he's not willing to accept accountability, then he cannot accept access to you emotionally. I'm not going to repeat that, because that's something you needed to get. And I'm going to tell you, there's men and women disguised as your desires that the devil dresses up his destruction for your life. Now, only a fool provokes a woman or man to love before it is time. Only a fool will undress her or him emotionally, will be willing to see that person naked emotionally, physically, provoking their love, and then not being able to carry them through. That is septic. That's septic. So here it is. I'm coming down to something. I have a point. The flesh, aka your human nature. Catch it, please. I'm gonna repeat it again. The flesh. Write that down. The flesh. Listen carefully. AKA, also known as your human nature, your soul man, which is the mind, will, and emotions. And I can't tell you and stress this enough. The mind is not absent. The mind is not separate from the emotions. The mind, the will, and emotions, they're all one. Okay? And the flesh is also your old nature. The flesh is your old nature. So, you cannot cast out the flesh, because the flesh must be reprogrammed. That's according to Romans 12 and 2. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful nugget, people. Your single season is the place to allow God to slay what is in your flesh now, so that it does not rob you of a marriage in the future. Now, I thank God that He is the God of second chances. He is the God of second blessings. I praise Him for that. But we must slay this flesh, because this flesh is so wicked. It wants what it wants. And I'm telling you the truth. The devil knows how to disguise your desires. The devil knows how to dress up his destruction for your life. Dress it up so well. Make it look so good. And it's pretending to be the blessing. But it's really just the burden. Now, the burden and the blessing are always tied together. The burden and the blessing is always tied together. Because you can't have one without the other. But you can have your counterfeit playing dress up. And you don't need that. Not in this season. You shall not have that in this season. Now, this wisdom is going to put you into a place that is going to restructure your vernacular. That's going to help you make the decisions that you need to make in relationships. So I'm leaving you with that we need to slay the flesh. We need to slay it, and we need to kill it, and we need to truly get into a place where we are hearing God's voice and really following His lead as we make decisions. And how we do that is creating an atmosphere where we are practicing that posture of worship. We're actually just deciding to intentionally tune out every other voice in this entire world and really focus on what God is saying. And that is through worship, because that's where we can really feed our spirit. In worship, we can really feed our spirit, not in really meditation. Meditation is to really calm anxiety. But in prayer is when we really begin to zero in on God's voice, like actually God, because He speaks. I'm going to leave you with that. God bless you. This is Freedom Cast. And I pray you've been blessed. And if you have, email me, fhwministry901@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this episode. God bless you.